wandered to the fate of the drowned. Was not theirs, after all, a fortunate end? Somebody related details from the narratives of those who had been all but drowned in the accident of the war. A Scotch lady inquired fancifully if the ghosts of those who were lost at sea ever appear above the waters and come aboard ships. Would there be danger of seeing one when the light was turned out in her cabin? This put an end to all seriousness, and most of us laughed, but a little tight-faced man, bleak and iron-gray, who had been listening attentively, did not laugh. The lady noticed his decorum and appealed to him for support.
"You are like me. You believe in ghosts," she asked lightly.
He hesitated, thinking it over.
"In ghosts?" he repeated slowly. "No, I don't know as I do. I've never had any personal experience that way. I've never seen the ghosts of anyone I knew. Is anybody here?"
No one replied. Instead, most of us laughed again, a little uneasily, perhaps.
"All the same, strange enough things happen in life," resumed the man. "Even if you leave out ghosts, that you can't clear up by laughing. You laugh till you've had some experience big enough to shock you, and then you don't laugh any more. It's like being thrown out of a car."
At this moment there was a blast on the whistle, and everybody rushed up on deck. As it turned out, we had only entered into a belt of fog. On the upper deck I fell in again with the little man, smoking a cigar and walking up and down. We took a few turns together, and he referred to the conversation at dinner. Our laughter evidently rankled in his mind.
"So many strange things happen in life that you can't account for," he protested. "You go on laughing at faith healing and at dreams and this and that, and then something comes along that you just can't explain. You've got to throw up your hands and allow that it doesn't answer to any tests our experience has provided us with. Now, I'm as matter-of-fact as any of those folks down there. But once I had an experience which I had to conclude was out of the ordinary. Whether other people believe it or not, or whether they think they can explain it, don't matter. It happened to me, and I could no more doubt it than I could doubt having had a tooth pulled after the dentist had done it. If you will sit down here with me in this corner, out of the wind, I'll tell you how it was. Some years ago, I had to be for several months in the north of England. I was before the courts. It does not signify now what for, and it is all forgotten by this time. But it was a long and worrying case, and it aged me by 20 years. Well, sir, all through the trial, in that grimy Manchester courtroom, I kept thinking and thinking of a fresh little place I knew in the Lake District, and it helped to get through the hours by thinking that if things went well with me, I'd go there at once. And so it was that, on the very next morning after I was acquitted, I boarded the northbound train. It was the early autumn. The days were closing in, and it was night and cold when I arrived. The village was very dark and deserted.
They don't go out much after dark in those parts, anyhow.
And the keen mountain wind was enough to quell any lingering desire. The hotel was not one of those modern places which are equipped and upholstered like the great city hotels. It was one of the real old-fashioned taverns, about as uncomfortable places as there are on earth, where the idea is to show the traveller that travelling is a penitential state, and that, morally and physically, the best place for him is home. The landlord brought me a kind of supper, with his hat on and a pipe in his mouth. The room was chilly, but when I asked for a fire, he said he guessed he couldn't go out to the woodshed till morning. There was nothing else to do, when I had eaten my supper, but to go outside, both to get the smell of the lamp out of my nose and to warm myself by a short walk. As I did not know the country well, I did not mean to go far. But although it was an overcast night, with a high northeast wind and an occasional flurry of rain, the moon was up, and even concealed by clouds as it was, it yet lit the...